It's the talk of the town, of course, just how hot our real estate market is. It's very, very busy out there in property land. A man I was very keen to chat to about that topic. He's our show sponsor, Nikolai Oberski from One Stop Property. Nikolai, tell us, first of all, I was keen to chat to you about, I guess, the difference between capital city prices and the regional markets like us here in Cairns. What's the go?
Yeah, well, I don't know if anyone's heard that there's been a lot of media coverage about the capital cities slowing, but this really isn't the case with the smaller cities, particularly the regions, because that's still holding growth.
And I guess we haven't had the type of price growth that those capitals have had over the years.
100%. We just haven't had that long-term growth that they've had with such high percentages. We've had moderate growth, even though it might not feel like that. We're still affordable, and you know, our supply of properties is still very low, and there's still such high sales activity out there.
So there you go. So the regions, you know, as you said, there's a little bit of talk out there about those capitals perhaps softening a little, but the regions, they'll hold up.
That's right. Very resilient, and there's no slowdown yet.
That is great to hear. And a lot of that, I guess, in the regions, fueled by population growth, would you say?
That's definitely the main factor. We've had the population growth, and that's turned into people, you know, wanting to get a little bit of their own little spot of paradise in Cairns.
Have we got any stats on population growth?
Well, I've got a national one where that was for last financial year, 2020 to 21, and that was, we've seen 71,000 increase in population to the regions, which is huge, and that's Australia-wide. And I'm sure that figure this financial year is substantially higher still.
Certainly that exodus from the capital cities, isn't it?
That's right. And our market is like going, looking at the Southeast Queensland corner, take the Southeast Queensland corner out of it. We're doing the best on the East Coast in Queensland, Cairns.
And that's what, in terms of average sale price?
Oh, average sale price, days on market, just the number of volume of sales to how much are going under contract.
You know, Cairns.
We've had huge growth. Yeah, last 12 months, 16.8%, which is much better than, you know, Townsville, Mackay, Rockhampton.
There you go. What's, have you got the average sale price these days in Cairns?
450,000, which is 40,000 more than Mackay, which is the closest second.
Turn our attention now to the rental market. That's been another hot topic. Your shout out to your mum there, Kathy, down at One Stop Property. Rental situation still crazy?
Still very tight. And, you know, you nearly need to be, as a tenant, not just putting an email inquiry, you need to be calling the property manager, trying to get an inspection and chasing down the person, because if you get 80 people to one property in 2 days, amazing. How do you call that people back?
Absolutely.
So, no,
absolutely,
it's amazing. Very tight still. And it's the same thing with the property market. We're still selling everything over the list price on average majority of the time. So I just don't see it slowing with the actual supply demand, and then also the replacement costs. Material delays are still happening, and those types of things are going to continue.
And you're seeing, we talked there about population growth, you're still seeing out-of-town buyers coming into the Cairns market?
Certainly, yes, definitely. And then they're the people that are moving here, then also just the investors as well. And the investors are probably more gung-ho. They're buying more sight unseen as well.
It's amazing, isn't it? Imagine, you know, buying a house sight unseen that you're going to move into. Incredible.
Now that's exactly right. But that's, I mean, and that's why the people from down south are flying now, which is great, making the effort to get here. But getting the timing and hoping that everything's on the market 2 days later, because they're all selling in that 1 week to 2 week period, you know, it's tough.
There you go. So the capitals, let's just a quick summary there. The capitals potentially softening, or that's the talk, but the regions like Cairns holding up. Cairns leading the way when it comes to average price growth, average sale price and days on market. Fantastic to see Cairns leading the pack in regional Queensland. And of course, that population growth still happening. The COVID evacuees from the capital cities.
Certainly.
benefiting cities like Cairns. That's Nikolai Oberski. Nikolai, how can people get in touch with you?
So you can give us a call on my mobile, which is 0428 33 88 28, or just log onto the website, put an inquiry in on onestopproperty.net.au.
onestopproperty.net.au, or touch base with Nikolai, 0428 33 88 28. Thanks, mate, for being on the show.
Thanks, Gavin. Appreciate it.